T-Mobile. D-N-0-T-R. Where'd you find one?
I'm just headed out. I didn't get out a while ago. I ended up doing some other things that I needed to get done before I left the house, so... And I was waiting on the washing machine to finish its cycle because I had some real heavy stuff in it and I didn't want to get out of balance. And then I got involved in doing some other things around the house, and so now I'm just now getting on the road.
Hey, Nelson, well, I was sitting at the table and this radio woke me up. I had a piece of cake and it was a refrigerated type of cake and a cup of coffee and just laid my head down on my arms there and fell asleep. But I needed to get up anyways. I didn't sleep well last night. Never got to bed till midnight and got up at 6 o'clock.
What late for work on you and all? I usually wake up about 6:30 anyway every morning without even an alarm clock. And all. I had one set for 8 o'clock this morning, but I woke up about 7:30 anyway, so... I just turned off the alarm clock, went ahead and got up, and then eventually got my shower, got some breakfast, and then got moving. And I had a bunch of things that need to be done around the house, so I've been cleaning up, cleaning off my dining room table, because I've got a big old jigsaw puzzle I want to put together. And it won't fit on my folding table, so I need the dining table for it. So it's a 40-inch long puzzle, Tom.
For what?
A jigsaw puzzle. It's 40 inches long and 20 inches high, which means it won't fit on a 32-inch square card table. And also, I'm cleaning off a dining room table, and then I'm going to start working there and work along a little bit. It's got it's a 1,000-piece or 1,500-piece puzzle. I can't remember, but it's some big old train engines is what's in the picture, so that's why I got it. And eventually, I'll get it all put together. How about that? Train engines, diesel engines, two or three of them, and pulling a train behind them out through a snowy area, I think it is, if I remember right from the picture on the front of the box.
Oh, probably the Union Pacific, the UP, the yellow.
I think they might be. When I get home, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
They always went through some beautiful country. I like the old steam engines they had were really something to behold. Wow, they were truly monsters. Up there at the museum in Detroit, the Ford Museum, Greenfield Village, they have one of the big Malleys, I think it is. I think it had 16 drive wheels, and they'd pull coal trains, I think, Rusty. But they were a marvel of engineering, I'll say.
Well, that railroad is the one that had the biggest steam engines in the United States. They had the largest ones because they pulled through the mountains. And, they had some big trains, and they were pulling them through the mountains, and they needed a lot of power to move those things up and down those hills without losing them. And I've seen some video taken of some of the trains today that run through those mountains out there in the Pacific Northwest and everything. And those trains, the one video I was watching the other day, they had six engines on the front, and then they had three more in the middle of the train to get it up the incline they were headed up. And they weren't moving very fast either.
They drive them with they called them slaves in the middle of the train. I remember the Kansas Southern Shops was just, probably 3-4 blocks from our house. And one day, there was a train leaving, and it had a slave in it. Well, the main line was probably no more than 150, 200 yards from where they worked on them. And they forgot to disable it when they were working on it, and it went right out through the garage. garage door, this huge garage door, and started right on down the tracks with that other train being commanding it.
I forgot to flip the switch. Oh, that happens. That happens. And hopefully somebody caught up to it before it did any damage.
Oh, because it was just a sidetrack there, and it went over towards the main line, so I don't know the specifics of how they got it stopped, but it did, unless the other train ran out of radio communication with it, but I doubt it could, because they used microwave towers when they went down in the Washita National Forest, and that the head end would be over the top of a hill going down the other side. So there had to be a microwave station every 50 miles so that they'd never be out of touch with that slave back in the middle of it. Pretty interesting. Dad started out shoveling coal on steam engines, rusting. Mom said he'd come home from work, and he said he was so black, he said you couldn't tell if he was a Caucasian or a black man.
Grandfathers worked on the railroad at one time or another. My father's dad, he was a engineer on the Illinois Central, which became, I forgot what they merged with to become, I think they became part of Great Northern. But anyway, he was an engineer on Illinois Central, and he made the transition from the last steam engines they had to the first diesel engines they had, and he retired from there. And then my other grandfather, my mother's father, he worked ran a track crew all up and down the Atlantic, all up and down the eastern coastline from Virginia to Florida and back. And he had a 250-man crew, and he worked for back then what was the original railroad through here before it became Southern Railway and everything else. It was the Seaboard Airline Railroad. And then it became the Seaboard Coastline and then whatever else, then the Atlantic Coastline and all that stuff. But he had a 250-man crew, and their job was to maintain the tracks up and down the East Coast.
CR, well, that's a lot of responsibility. That was a hard job back then, still is, I'm sure. They got a lot of automated machinery now to do that, and then they have the automated rail checkers that run up and down there. And then we used to have a Christmas train that come through Pittsburgh, Kansas, back then from Kansas City. It run all the way down to New Orleans. It was all lit up. But I'd go out and ride around in the yards with Dad when he had the hostler helper job. And they sanded the engines and fueled the engines. And all Dad did was run the engines and then put them on the turntables and head them out in the right direction. It was a lot of fun. Can't do that now, but back then you could. I couldn't ride with him on the passenger trains on the head end. I'd have to ride in the coach, and you could not ride in the on the freight trains on the engine either, or anywhere else for that matter. But had a lot of fun with it. The engine Dad was on was, I think, 1,500 horse, and they might have went to 3,000. But when I went to school up there where they built them at General Electric in Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania, there were 16,000 people working there, and I went to school on a drive that would run those engines, but it was also used to run machine tools. And they had them back in the 90s that were 8,000 tractive horsepower, Rusty. And they don't use AC motors anymore, or DC motors anymore. They use AC ones. Go figure.
Yep, I'm sure of it. Well, I'm here. Let me go on inside and see if they've got what I want here at Harbor Freight. And I'll talk to you later. Because I'm going to stop and grab lunch after what I get through. And there's a Jason's Deli is up here. I think I'm going to go there and eat lunch. Have me a salad for lunch. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TI W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, 73s, N0TR. I think I'll go outside.